When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome, I am Joko, and joining with me always is none other, the lovely, multicolored hair, army girl herself, Haley.
Hey everyone!
This is the Anna Munchies podcast where we talk about life and food in Southern California, from here in LA, all the way down to San Diego and everywhere in between. Flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, sometimes gaming, not today, and always, Haley's one and only specialty.
K-pop!
So thank you guys for joining us. As always, follow us on YouTube, like and subscribe, because this is going to be a YouTube video podcast as well. But if not, you can always catch us every week on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Anchor. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you will most likely find the Anna Munchies podcast, and you can join us there, where we also have special podcast weekly episodes that you will not find on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get started. Mm-hmm. With some food talk, right?
Food.
As always. Yeah. So with the video ones on YouTube, we always have a food segment.
Mm-hmm.
And this food segment, the place we're about to talk about, we kind of talked about it briefly on the last regular podcast episode.
We mentioned it.
Mentioned that we kind of ate there this past weekend. What place is this, Haley?
It's Love Letter. Chicken and pizza.
Love Letter. I think it was pizza and chicken. It's one or the other.
Just Love Letter.
They have both of those.
Yeah.
And Love Letter, the one we usually go to, is it Korean?
It's Korean.
It's a Korean restaurant.
I was going to say, this is not your typical fried chicken or pizza. It's Korean fried chicken.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not. We'll kind of get into the items and the menu itself, because you'll definitely realize it's not a normal pizza place or a normal fried chicken wing spot, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a few locations that Love Letter has. We usually go down to the Roland Heights one.
Yes.
We used to go to that round one a lot, and we're usually in that area when we go to Love Letter for some reason.
Yeah.
Plus there's that boba spot there. Tiger Sugar. But it's not about Tiger Sugar this week. So Love Letter is down in Roland Heights. They have a few locations. I can see from here because my notepad is away from my is in the middle of the table.
I can read it. Gardena, Roland Heights, Chino Hills, Irvine. Was there other ones? La Habra. I don't know how to pronounce that.
But yeah, so those are the locations. The Irvine one we've been to. It's inside an H Mart, so it's kind of different. But the food is still really good. When we tried it, it still meets the quality standards of what you expect from Love Letter.
Yeah, but right now, because I know that we passed by that one recently, and it's not dine-in.
Yeah, it's only takeout
right
that's
now.
That's like the only location where it's not an actual, like, their own storefront. So definitely check out the other ones if you're in the area.
Yeah.
When I was looking up the different areas, I was surprised it was Gardena. How have we not gone to a Gardena one?
I don't know if that was always there.
It might be newer.
Yeah.
I hope so. I think you're right. There's a couple newer ones.
Like, they didn't have one in Chino Hills before.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're craving Korean fried chicken, or you're finally wanting to try this hype called Korean fried chicken that we always keep bringing up,
yes.
And what always sounds like we have every fucking week.
We probably do almost have it every single week.
So you can check out Love Letter, because at the same time, you will not only get Korean fried chicken, you will get Korean pizza.
Yeah.
And it's regular pizza, but with Korean toppings.
Yes.
Like amazing Korean toppings.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell them like what we usually get and then other stuff?
The one pizza that we usually get, it's the bulgogi pizza.
Oh my, bulgogi pizza, people.
Yeah.
Bulgogi pizza.
And then there's also an option to get your crust stuffed. I think we got it one time. I think it was like cheese because we forgot. Oh, it was either cheese or like the sweet potato crust.
Total noobs.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Sweet potato crust. They have sweet potato crust, which is bomb also.
Yeah. So in Korea, like a popular topping for pizzas is actually corn. So like the majority of these pizzas at this place will have corn in it. Which so I love because I love cheese and corn.
You think we're complaining? Nope.
Because they even have like a side dish. Cheese corn is literally just corn and cheese.
When you go melted cheese. When you go to Korean spots, especially like Korean barbecues, and you use like most of them should
their
have
side dishes.
Cheese corn or corn cheese, which is literally like grilled corn with melted cheese on top of it. It's so good. Kangwondang is one of the places where you could get that.
They have that one.
But yeah, you can get it here too. Love letter. It's like on a platter.
Yeah, like so there's platter. Like a, I think like medium and large for the pizzas. The other like interesting ones that they have are Kalbi pizza.
Love Kalbi.
Sweet potato. That's always pizza. Good. So this one like it actually comes with chunks of the sweet potato on the pizza.
Yeah, these are actual toppings on the pizza now that we're talking
and
about.
And then it also has like sausage, ham, pineapple, and then corn and cheese, of course.
Of course.
And then the other one was the bulgogi. They have like a veggie one as well, but
bulgogi.
Yeah. We always get the bulgogi one.
If you're going to a Korean restaurant, usually you're going to end up getting stuff with meat on it, like any type of protein kind of thing. But bulgogi, if you're not familiar, that's marinated, like short rib kind of. Like it's like a sweet marinade, sweet Korean like marinade. Same with the galbi. Galbi is it's usually a short rib, like on the actual bone. So this might be a little different, right? Like
I think
sure
it's
no
the
bone.
One boneless, probably short rib. And then the chicken wings.
Oh, of course. Let's not forget the fried chicken.
So there's an option for you to get like a whole chicken. But we usually get just the chicken wings. Because we got the whole chicken one time and it was a mistake.
That wasn't a... Well, it wasn't that bad. It was a lot. That's why. And when we say whole chicken, don't think of like rotisserie chicken. Then they cook it fried.
They cut up the whole chicken.
It's literally cut up pieces of the chicken. Then they fry it like Korean fried chicken style.
Yeah.
So it's really good. It's just a lot.
Yeah, we got it last time and like, I was like, holy shit, this is too much.
And that's a good thing if you're with the right people, right? So they come in half order. They come with a full chicken order. Or like we really like just getting the wings most of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I realized for this spot that I did not realize until like afterwards, that when we ordered the wings for this place, it's literally just the wings. Like there's no drumsticks.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we didn't have any drumsticks on this one, so it's kind of different. Ignore Haley's sniffles. I have no idea what's going on.
I was about to sneeze, but then it disappeared.
And then but yeah, so this one only had like the wings. I remember because I was like I didn't eat any drums this time.
Cool. Yeah, maybe I like two. I like the wings the best.
Never mind. Maybe I ate two.
Yeah, I was like, I think there was drumsticks.
Yeah, there's drumsticks.
There is. It's wings and
this
drumsticks.
This whole conversation, the past 30 seconds did not happen.
Just ignore it. But yes, so like the flavors for the chicken, you can get sweet, chili, spicy, garlic, soy, buffalo.
Soy garlic is our recommendation.
We also get the honey soy.
Oh, we got honey soy too. Because we confuse it, I think, with the garlic one.
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Both of them are good.
Every fried chicken place has different names for the soy garlic. Which is usually garlic with like this kind of like a soy sauce, like a sweet soy sauce thing.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong. Honey, soy and
garlic soy.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just get one of those. Or like even like I think there's that the Korean one.
The sweet chili.
The chili. Or no, it's like starts with a J. I forgot what kind of sauce that is. You probably didn't write it down either. But
I didn't
see it. There's usually that too. And we haven't gotten it, but that one's really good too.
Yes.
Oh, let's not forget. The atmosphere. Let's talk about the environment that we were dining in.
Yeah, as soon as we walked in, there was K-pop playing, Blackpink, and BTS.
I heard Blackpink playing when we were walking in. Mm-hmm. Look to my left. They have two TV flat screens, like inside the actual restaurant, playing the Blackpink. So it's actual like it was nonstop music videos the whole time.
They just have like YouTube playing and they play like random K-pop.
There's
videos.
Like some even oldies, some like, in terms of oldie K-pop stuff. Yeah, so Haley was definitely enjoying it.
Oh my God.
Not to mention there was like some really, I guess you could say cute artwork.
Cute BT21.
Cute BT21 characters.
Artwork, yeah. But this was at the Roland Heights location.
Right.
I don't know
so
about the other
we've
ones.
Never been to the other ones except for obviously the Irvine. So, I mean, so Roland Heights, check it out. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, the service
food
is good. Always good, too.
Service is good. I mean, there was only one lady that was working the front and kind of serving us at the same time.
Yeah, but she
was
good.
Was really good.
Yeah.
She was really nice, super attentive, and was, like, always checking up on us and, you know, We gave her a good tip because I was like, dang, she's pretty good.
She's by herself.
Working by herself.
Yeah.
And Love Letter. If you haven't heard of it, you haven't checked it out, highly recommend it. Mm-hmm. Go this
so
weekend.
Good.
After you hear us talk about this, I want you to crave it. I want you to crave it, and I want you to get bulgogi pizza.
I'm actually craving it right now, and I kind of low-key want the freaking tiger sugar.
I have to, like, stop myself from talking a little bit right now because I'm drooling. I'm having a lot of excessive drooling.
I miss tiger sugar. That boba was so good.
Yeah. So, hey, maybe we could – we'll see. Like I said, we have it practically almost every week. So, yeah, we might be there again soon enough. Mm-hmm. So, check it out. Love Letter. Rolling Heights, Irvine, La Habra, Chino Hills – Gardena, apparently, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, done with food. Turn the page to the next chapter. We'll title this chapter Haley's Chapter.
Whatever.
This is K-pop talk, but right?
He's going to be talking a lot in this one because he, like, freaking experienced something.
I've gone through something, guys. I've gone through something that many of you probably have gone through, but now I understand. Let's talk about K-pop. And this is Haley's specialty. What does that mean?
BTS.
So we're talking about BTS today.
Yeah.
Okay. I was, this is the story.
Oh, no.
I woke up from my bed because I work at home.
Because he sleeps in a bed.
I sleep in a bed too. That's why. I wake up from my bed. I walk out of the bedroom in my basketball shorts and shirt, which is my pajamas, because most Asians sleep in that.
Yes.
Then I walk to the room over, get ready and start work. Turn on my computer and all that stuff. As I'm setting up and having all my different, you know, programs getting up and ready for the day, get a notification on my phone.
The notification he's talking about are V Live notifications.
It's not just any notification. Haley already cock blocked me, and yes, I was gonna imply and say, oh, it's a V Live notification. But Haley likes stealing my thunder.
No, and it's not because of that, because maybe some people forgot what V Live is.
Okay, fine. But I just said VLive. Okay, fine. You want to explain what VLive is now?
You can explain it.
No, you
basically,
explain it.
It's an
it.
App, and then you can get notifications from certain groups that are on that app. So
K-pop groups
only.
Not just any group.
K-pop. Well, we're talking about K-pop, of course.
You're right. But I'm just making sure. Like, there's one.
Okay.
Make sure.
So, like, BTS is one of them, obviously. And then they have, like, some other groups like N-Hyphen, TXT, GFriend, FT Island, like there's older ones on there as well. Anyway, so he got a notification, and sometimes they go live, the members. So it's like Instagram Live, basically.
I think
basically.
You're confusing. When you said that, though, that's Weverse.
No, they're
isn't,
on.
No, VLive is anybody, right? I'm keeping an eye on her. Yeah, so, I mean, technically, all of those groups,
yeah,
but
even
more.
Yeah, they are on there as well.
But,
Big Bang can be on
everyone.
Every K-pop group can go
on. Not just those limited
V-Live.
Groups that she said.
I am confused.
I'm taking control of this story again.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so bye-bye, Haley. So the VLive notification popped up. But the VLive notifications are cool because it kind of says, like, depending on the artists and who you're following, it'll say, like, oh, this person's on.
Yeah.
Notification that I read this morning as I'm starting my work. I don't drink coffee, so this guy was my cup of coffee for the morning.
God.
We call this guy Jungkook.
Cookie Jungkook.
Mm-hmm. Went on VLive. So it was about midnight. It was midnight.
Oh yeah.
In Korea time. Here in Pacific Standard Time, California, LA. It was about a little over 8 a.m. This dude, as soon as I clicked and opened the app, he was already singing. Literally, there should be a show. I want to pitch a show right now called Cookie Karaoke.
Yes.
Because he literally, like, yeah, performed for, like, all of us watching.
For, like, an hour.
For over an hour. It was insane because it's literally equal amounts of time of him singing, performing. Like, he's basically just singing random songs. He was singing Justin Bieber.
So, like, people, like, type on the app and they request songs.
Right.
And he's actually looking
out of, like,
at
millions. So, it's if you get lucky, it's like.
So, there was 10
like
million
raffle.
People viewing this.
Yes.
So
I was not alone. There was 10 million other people.
10 million other people.
So he wasn't singing just to me. Sorry.
So, but you can imagine, like, how much, like, people are chatting on there or, like, requesting songs. So he looks at it and then he'll, like, pick ones that he wants. And so, like, some of the ones he picked was, like, Justin Bieber.
I think
Peaches, right?
Yeah, Peaches. It was pretty awesome.
He did another Justin Bieber song.
He did a couple of Justin Bieber songs, and he did, oh, shit, what's that other song?
By Bruno Mars?
There's that one and something else.
Leave the door open.
There's something else, too. I can't remember. I don't know why, but it was freaking amazing. You know what was the best part? After he went, like, someone randomly on the VLive was like, Oh, show us a water bottle.
Oh, go get water.
Go get a water. Oh, go get a water bottle. Yeah. And he read that and he's like, all right. So he literally left like a minute, came back with a water bottle drinking. After he came back, he did a couple more songs. But when people started, he started seeing people requesting for BTS, right?
Yeah.
So you know what that meant. Everyone, it was about to go down.
Of course.
I wasn't ready for what was going to happen. And oh my God. This dude played, because he's playing the songs from his computer. He's like in front of a, you can't see the computer, but you could see he's staring at a screen, right?
Yeah.
So what happened is this dude starts playing BTS songs and is performing the fucking songs. He's getting up in his gold silk pajamas.
It's so funny because it's like almost 1 a.m. over there and he's like about to go to sleep, but then he's doing like a whole freaking pajama concert.
That's literally what was going on when I was like, I'm at work. I'm distracted from work, to be honest. And he's performing in his silky gold pajamas, like dancing and singing like BTS songs. It was a live performance for free.
Yeah, basically. And it's funny too because people were saying like he must really miss like performing because like he was sweating and everything too.
This dude was sweating. He was about to go sleep.
He kept like pushing back his hair. Is like all wet.
Oh, let's bring up a couple of things when Haley was pushing back the hair. Number one, that piercing on his eye, on his, is definitely
on
real.
On his eyebrow,
his
eyebrow
is real for sure.
Yeah, because I think someone on the V Live actually, like, asked him about the piercing, and he's like, oh, it's real now, because I got annoyed with the stickers, so I went and pierced it.
So
now it's actually...
Because you can see the shadow, like...
Yeah,
you
like...
I was like, it has
to be real. I was like, it's not fake anymore, because I think what was the... The fashion show that they did?
I don't remember.
Was it...
No, I don't know. You're not going to get anything out of me. I can't think of it right now.
I showed you it.
Yeah, but I don't remember the name.
Oh my God, why can't I think of it? Was it Chanel?
I don't know. Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton. Yeah, see, he knows. So it was that one, and then you could see it. I was like, this is real. It's real. You could see, like, the stick.
Yeah, there's, like, a shadow. Yeah. Like, you could tell, like, it's not just a sticker.
Yeah, so I was like... So he
confirmed.
He confirmed
that's
it.
Confirmed
it's real.
It's real. It looks good on him because he has kind of like, even though he's like a, he's always like, when you watch his videos, he's like really innocent and like
shy
and innocent, like even around girls and stuff.
Yeah.
He looks like the bad boy still.
Yeah, but he's not a bad boy.
He was singing with his mic a lot. Everyone, all of us watching, all 10 million of us got a very good look at his sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
His sleeve looks sick. But it's cool because we were like able to see his full on sleeve.
The camera is like right there.
Yeah, it's like
where
his
sleeve
is. Him,
like, and his arm is up, and you could just see the details of it.
Right, it was really cool. So I mean, there's that. Here, I kind of remember the set track list. I didn't write it down. I should have wrote it down for this podcast. But I remember the first song that started playing in the back. Like I heard the sound because you know sometimes you. If you really listen to an artist a lot, you can anticipate what the song is because you're like, oh, you know this tune or this melody already.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Yeah.
Euphoria, his own actual song.
My
was
favorite.
The first one. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God. So I screen recorded all this shit because I was like, I had to record this stuff because I know he's going to want to watch it too later again.
And then it's funny too because I think he was doing the choreo as well, but then it looked like he forgot some of it because it's been so long and his face was all like, oh.
So he's just having fun though. Yeah. Like you could genuinely tell he's just like enjoying himself. Which is like, it's like
happy.
The equivalent of when you're just singing at home and kind of dancing randomly, except he's doing it in front
for
of 10
million,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
the other one was Dope.
Dope was next.
Yeah.
Which was crazy to
see. Because it's an old song.
Because he was singing. That's mostly Suga and.
No, it's all of them.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He was singing everyone's parts, like small parts of everyone a little bit.
Mm.
Then was one of Haley's favorite songs right after. Like, I heard the sound, the melody. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. So Idol was next.
And he was dancing to it, too.
So he was like. And he was singing only his parts, which was funny. He's like. Like it's like everyone's parts, then he's just like saying, ha, yeah. And then he sings obviously his part. But yeah, he was performing.
And then he did also some other BTS ones. I think it was Wings, and then which is the outro, and then also So What. And then Bop Say? Yeah. Which is like a rap one as well.
Honestly, like I was good with work today because I was honestly wide awake. I was in euphoria.
Jungkook was performing for like an hour for
him. Thank you, Jungkook, for the cup of coffee, which is him. I'm gonna Photoshop a cup, Jungkook coming out of this cup.
Oh my goodness!
This was my breakfast.
Jungkookie.
Cup of cookie, Jungkookie. Yeah. So there should be a show called
Cookie Karaoke.
I'm telling you,
literally,
you guys,
like,
he would do so well.
Yeah, because like so well. A lot of his lives, like even his past ones, that's all he does is like he gets requests from his fans and then he sings the songs for them,
which is awesome.
Because remember the
how
last
many other
time?
Artists really do. The only other artist I could think of is Rosie.
Yeah,
from Blackpink. But yeah,
I was gonna say Jungkook. Remember the last one that he did? It was like 10,000 hours.
Yeah,
10,000.
Yeah, the song he has
live.
On Spotify too. Yeah, so I'm. I mean, that was my first V Live experience of catching it like when they're starting.
Yeah, because usually
I
he's asleep.
Finish it to the end. Yeah, because usually it's late at night because it's more normal
time.
Yeah,
it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm awake for that.
Yeah, so I mean, this was nuts. This was freak. I was like, I'm getting. Jungkook is giving me a free concert.
Actually, you could have watched one of them because you were awake. The V and RM one where they were doing End of the Road, but he was playing Genshin.
I was with friends, so I was like kind of like not. I wasn't able to. But
so before,
yeah, that was another recent one.
So like all the members recently have done a V, like a solo V live, except for Jin and Jimin. I'm waiting
like recently,
for them.
Right?
Yeah, recently. So like it was, who was it first? It was RM first, and then I think Suga, Hobi, and then V, and then RM like came into V's one at the end to like take him somewhere, and then Jungkook. So Jimin's last one was actually a few days after his birthday, October 20th.
So we're about due for Jimin.
And Jin's was December 4 when it was his birthday, and that one was
the
so
saddest
sad.
Birthday.
I felt so bad.
I remember
for
that
him.
One. He looked really sad.
Yeah,
you know,
because he was waiting for people to text him at midnight, and like he was on V Live, and I was like, "Well, you have all your fans at least like greeting you happy birthday." But then he was waiting for the other members to
text him,
and he was waiting. He's like looking at his phone and everything. He's like, "They're gonna call right now." No one called him.
It's so sad. If
so
I had the number,
Jin, them.
I would call you
he
in a heartbeat.
He called them, and I was like, oh. But yeah, that was his last V Live. So we're due for a Jimin and Jin.
And
a
Jin. That's what Haley's
like solo.
Haley's like wait is on alert. On
I know. I was
alert.
Like, I'm gonna be so pissed if I miss Jimin's one.
No
but
way.
They always have like random hours that they do it. And sometimes like I go to sleep at 1, and then it'll be at like 2 a.m. our time. I'll be like, damn it. So here's hoping.
I think you'll get it. Well, we're gonna. That's why. Turn your notifications on. Download V Live because if you want exclusive like access to like any of your favorite K-pop artists, they might show up. You never know.
Yeah.
Like, maybe IU.
So many
Rose.
Of them do it.
Rosie comes on like and performs too. Like it's pretty cool. Her and Jungkook are the only two that I can think of that actually like performs and sings for the fans on V Live. So that's really cool. For them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Haley's waiting for that Jimin V Live.
Yes,
set those notifications.
I think they're going to, because Jin like actually promised one too, like when they did their 8th anniversary V Live, he said that he was gonna do one, but I don't know where it is.
He's gonna do it, we just don't know when.
Yeah,
this is a surprise.
No, just kidding
guys, literally right, because literally I'm barely awake, I'm waking up for work, I'm like, and it's 8 in the morning. And then there's a V Live. So you just never know when it comes. So.
I know.
And then like Haley said, like a lot of the other V Lives are late at night, our time here in the U.S.
Yeah, because it's like
7 US.
p.m. over there.
Yeah,
or something.
So you just never know. You have to just be ready for it when it comes. So
yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we talked about, this is just about V Lives today, huh?
Yeah.
Was there anything else?
I was going to mention something really quickly about BTS too. They're going to be talking at the UN again in New York. So they're going to New York in September.
Oh man.
Like as of now they are, but it depends on the pandemic. So like last year's they also spoke at the UN, but it was virtually because of COVID.
Oh okay. And but like, the other year before it was that live
2018.
Oh, it's 18. Okay.
They also spoke at the UN. So this is going to be their third time, so proud of them.
Yeah, so it's if you want to tune in, I guess. When is it again?
It's in September, but they haven't said the actual date.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. BTS. What's next weekend? What's the date? Is next weekend where we have to watch Blackpink already too?
Yes.
Don't forget next weekend, guys.
On the 8th, right?
And girls. And them. And
yeah.
Others. It. All of it. Everybody. Birds. August 8th. And actually during the week. Fourth. Next week too.
Fourth?
Fourth. May the fourth be with you. That's from Haley. That's her. That's how she fobs out. She fobs out with an Australian accent.
Oh my god!
Since she is from Australia, half Australian. If you didn't know. So on August 4th and 8th is when Blackpink the movie is out. Like, is it globally? I think globally. If not, then it is. Yeah. It's in the U.S.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we already got our tickets. I told you way beforehand. So get ready for it. Got our version one light stick ready.
We got our t-shirts
from Hot Topic. Yeah. We are ready. Bring it on. August 8th. We'll see you, Jenny, and Jisoo, and Lisa, and Rosie. We'll see them soon enough. So that's ready. Next weekend, ready.
Next weekend, yeah. Not this
so
week.
Get ready. That's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of K-pop coming from me.
Yeah.
This is my segment this week, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
So after K-pop?
Anime.
Anime.
Do you remember what we're talking about?
Of course.
Okay.
Haven't you heard?
Yeah. I'm Sakamoto. Yeah, that's the anime that we're talking
about.
Yeah,
can you believe we're talking about this? It's a gag anime, first off. Comedy, gag, sketch, anime kind of thing. It's funny.
I was going to say, it came out a while ago. I thought it was kind of...
It's older.
It's 2016.
It's older.
Yeah.
But not super crazy old. Not like, we're not going back to Kimi ni Todoke years.
Yeah.
It came out 2016, Haley said. We only just recently watched it because one of our best friends, has been bugging us about, have we watched it? So yes, now we've watched it, Erwin.
Yes. It's 12 episodes, so it's very doable.
It's doable. Mm-hmm. And I love, this is the kind of things that I thought is super funny because, Haley didn't like, Arakawa, or she not didn't like, or didn't understand and enjoy it, the sophistication which is Arakawa under the bridge, as much as I did. So Sakamoto was kind of that in between because it's a lot of gag random shit going on, like literally random shit, and he's basically this high schooler who's super cool because anything he does he's just really cool.
And they have like all the effects when he like walks through the room as well, like wind blowing or like sakura petals like, flowing.
Everything over the top. Yeah, like when the window opens and like he's missing
like
his desk.
Like a bird chirping.
Yeah, a bird comes to him or like he's sitting on the window.
It's like super extra.
It's so funny. It's like literally he can't do anything wrong. And everyone everyone actually loves him or ends up loving and liking him. Even the people that hate him
were trying to bully him. Yeah.
Like they end up falling for him too. Yeah. It's so dumb. Like even some of the characters are like over the top, kind of like ugly and like weird looking too.
Oh
so
my god.
Haley's always episode. Like, ooh. No. Like what the heck?
That episode with the mom, like his friend's mom.
Oh, that was so creepy.
That was so weird.
That was a weird episode.
That was so
but like
weird.
That one guy, the one blonde dude who's like supposed to be a model, but now he shows up with his shirt off, but
he's like
fat.
What? But like, his so face random. Is really pretty.
But yeah, so like you have to just because it's weird to bring all these up, including the teacher too.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone ends up falling for Sakamoto. So I mean, you won't understand it till you see it yourself.
He's just very like good vibes. That's why.
And then
like,
just
he's always positive.
It's weird. I mean, there's some really weird and some weird gag parts too. So like, if you're not used to gag anime, this would be a good. I guess a good way to kind of dip your foot into it because it's not over the top weird. Because there's some over the top, like, what the fuck is going on anime out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is not at that point, but it's in the boundary.
Would you say that it's like kind of similar to like the Way of the House Husband gag?
A little bit. It's more gag for sure. Mm-hmm. Like there's more like it's more over the top kind of crazy stuff. Way of the Husband is a good. Super like entry level.
Yeah,
it's not super duper gag, but it's like a lot of comedy.
Yeah, it's funny though. I like
but
that one.
This one is literally like when I say gag anime and gag series, it's like there's usually a lot of like random shit going on. Like what the hell is going on?
But it's so funny like, though because sometimes I'm like, this is gonna happen, and then it happens. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with my mind? How can I tell that this is gonna happen?
It's kind of surprising. Like Haley's like, is don't tell me this is going to happen. Because it's like literally the thing she says that she's predicting is like there's no way they're gonna have this to happen. And somehow she's got some of them right.
Yeah. So I can't remember from the top of my head.
That kind of gives you an idea of Haley's sense of humor, I guess. Yeah, very random.
Yeah.
Very weird. Even though I don't get why she doesn't enjoy Arakawa as much, because it's very similar. It's like random.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
You haven't grasped it.
It's not that I hate it. It's just that I think because it's longer, and I'm just like, I want to be watching other stuff instead.
There's so much stuff. We're so behind. I've been busy with Genshin Impact a lot too, so yeah. I'll probably bring that up for the next episode.
But the one that I'm keeping up with is Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah.
Oh.
So good. I mean, we'll talk more about that later on the next episode, and because I can't think of anything else. I mean, that's pretty much it for Sakamoto. Mm. I don't want us to get into more a different anime, because we definitely have a lot to talk about. Even though I said we haven't watched as much, is because we're kind of busy.
Mm.
Don't get us wrong. But still, we could talk for a good amount of time about all this stuff. But we will save that as an appetizer for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been enjoying this podcast, subscribe, follow, like, do whatever you got to do. Anna Munchies Podcast, Google, Spotify, Apple, Anchor, Pocket Cast, all those different podcast places. This is a YouTube episode. So if you're joining us on YouTube, please check us out also on the regular podcast places where you'll listen. Because after this episode, it's on YouTube, it's going to be a week break till you see us again.
Mm-hmm.
But there won't be that FOMO, because if you listen and follow us on podcasts like Spotify, you will hear us and talk with us again next week, because
mm-hmm.
we're going to be there every week in your lives, right?
Yep.
So join us there. Sakamoto, check out some gag anime if you want to mix it up, and you know, a lot instead of isekais and serious stuff.
It's
and
funny. So.
Adventure, you know, the usual shonen, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to get away from all that for a little bit. Then you can jump back into the usual stuff. What else? V-Live, right?
V-Live.
Set up your notification. Mm-hmm. For all the artists that you like. And lastly, we will see you at Love Letter, because Haley and I will probably be there in another week.
Yay!
Because we want that Korean fried chicken. And I want to try that Galbi pizza, because I did not know that they had that till you read it out.
But today. I don't know like for sure, because it might depend on location.
We'll go to a different location.
Yeah.
We'll go Gardena this time.
Yeah.
That way we go Buka. Two birds, one stone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they have boba there?
We'll find out. To be continued.
Okay.
Thank you guys for joining us as always, wherever you are on the whole globe. Be safe, take care, and
peace.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.